Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. This time we're going to be looking at how AI is shaking things up in the art world.
Yeah, it's pretty wild how fast things are moving.
I know, right? And you guys sent in a ton of Korean articles all about this, so today we're going to go through them and see what we can find.
Sounds good. I'm excited to dig in.
Me too. So one article breaks down AI's impact on music into 8 categories. 8. It's insane how much AI is changing the way we create and experience music.
It really is. Like, take AI's role in creation, for example. It can compose music in pretty much every genre you can think of.
Seriously. Like, even K-pop.
Even K-pop. Mm-hmm. And it can even mimic specific artists, which raises all sorts of questions about originality and copyright.
Well, hold on. So you're telling me an AI could write a song that sounds exactly like it was written by, like, Blackpink?
Yeah, it could. It's pretty mind-blowing, but also a little unsettling, you know? It really makes you think about what it means to be original these days.
No kidding.
Oh.
It's almost like we need a new definition of originality in the age of AI.
Totally. And then there's AI's role in production. It's basically becoming the ultimate virtual studio assistant.
I like the sound of that. What exactly can it do?
Well, it can enhance audio quality cleanup recordings and even handle mixing and mastering.
Whoa. That's like every musician's dream come true. Think of all the time and money you can save.
Yeah, exactly. It's making the whole production process so much easier and cheaper, especially for independent artists.
Now, what about analysis? I read that AI can now analyze music, like figure out the genre, the mood, even spot plagiarism.
It's amazing, right? Like, how can it break down a complex piece of music like that and pull out all that information?
And they're using it for all sorts of things, like music education, copyright protection, even music discovery.
You got it. You know those personalized playlists you get on Spotify? That's AI's recommendation engine at work.
Yeah, I was going to say, those things are eerily accurate sometimes. It's like, AI knows my music tastes better than I do.
That's kind of creepy how good it is, right?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's sheet music. Apparently, AI can turn audio recordings directly into sheet music.
That's right. And it can digitize handwritten scores, too. And even separate out the different parts for different instruments.
Man, that would have been a lifesaver back when I was learning piano.
No kidding. Imagine trying to learn a complex piece with multiple parts. This just makes everything so much easier.
Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting. Vocal processing. I heard that AI can now synthesize voices, correct pitch, even generate lyrics.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's like AI is blurring the lines between human and machine voices.
So you're saying that in the future, AI could write the lyrics for a hit song?
It's definitely possible.
Yeah.
And not just lyrics. Imagine AI helping composers overcome writer's block or explore new creative avenues.
Whoa. Instead of being afraid of AI, maybe songwriters should think of it as like a creative partner.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows what kind of amazing music we could create together?
Okay, but what about real-time interaction? That just sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
I know, right? But it's already happening. Like, there are instruments that can respond to your gestures and even compose music in real time based on what you play.
So you could have a piano that improvises alongside you.
Exactly. Or a synthesizer that reacts to how you move on stage. The possibilities are endless.
Man, that's insane. And lastly, there's education. Now, AI can be your personal music tutor.
Yeah, it can give you personalized lessons, analyze your playing, provide feedback, adjust the difficulty level as you progress.
It's like having a music teacher available 24/7.
Exactly. And it's making music education so much more accessible to everyone.
That's amazing. So, okay, we've got this great overview of how AI is impacting music. But one thing I wanted to ask you about was this AI called Sono. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yeah. Sono is really interesting. It's all about making music creation super easy and accessible for everyone.
So even someone like me who has zero musical talent could create a song with Sono.
Absolutely. You don't need any formal training or anything. You just pick a genre like pop, jazz, classical, yeah, or even K-pop.
And then what?
And then you choose a mood. And Sono will generate a piece of music based on your choices.
That's pretty cool. But can you use the music commercially? Mm-hmm. Like if I wanted to use it in a YouTube video or something?
Yeah, you can. Although there are different usage rights depending on whether you're using the free version or the paid version.
So even with the free version, I could still create music for my YouTube videos.
Yep. And another cool thing is you can export your music as MIDI files.
What does that mean?
It means you can import it into professional music software and tweak it, add your own instruments, or collaborate with other musicians.
Oh, that's awesome. It's like a bridge between AI-generated music and human creativity.
Exactly. It's the best of both worlds.
So I know a lot of people are probably wondering about Claude and ChatGPT. Can they compose music too?
Well, not really. They can do some pretty amazing things, but as of right now, They can't actually compose music.
So what can they do music-wise?
They can help you with music theory, give you practice tips, and they can analyze musical concepts in text form. But they can't analyze audio or give you real-time feedback on your playing.
So they're more like study buddies than bandmates?
Pretty much. They're great for text-based stuff, but if you want real-time feedback, you'd need a specialized AI.
Makes sense. So let's say our listener wants to improve their musical skills and they want that real-time feedback. What would you recommend?
There are some great apps out there that use AI for vocal and instrument training. For vocals, there's SingSharp, Vocaberry, Smule, and StarMaker.
What makes those apps special?
They analyze your pitch timing and breath control in real time and give you instant feedback.
So it's like having a vocal coach right there in your pocket.
Exactly. And a lot of them have fun features like karaoke and stuff too.
Cool. And what about instrument training?
For that, you've got Musician Simply, Piano Melodics, and Tone Gym. They use AI to make learning fun and interactive.
That sounds way more fun than the piano lessons I used to take.
I know, right? It's a total game changer.
And if you're like super serious about music and want to go beyond the basics, are there other tools available?
Yeah, there's professional level software like Melodyne, Autotune, ScoreCloud, and SoundCorset. These are the tools the pros use.
That's a lot of options. So we've talked a lot about music, but I know there are also tons of AI image generators out there now.
Yeah, AI is making a huge impact on visual art too.
I can't wait to dive into that. But first, let's take a quick break.
Sounds good. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone.
So before the break, we were just starting to get into AI image generators.
Right, and we're going to dive deeper into that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I keep hearing about this thing called prompt engineering.
Yeah, that's basically the key to getting the most out of these AI image generators.
So it's more than just typing, like, create a beautiful landscape, right?
Way more. You got to be specific. Imagine you want to create a poster for a music festival with, like, a vintage bohemian vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Your prompt could be something like, poster for an indie rock music festival, vintage bohemian style, warm, earthy colors, hand-drawn elements, psychedelic accents, featuring a silhouette of a guitarist against a sunset sky.
Whoa, that's a mouthful.
I know, right? But the more detail you give, the better the results you'll get.
So what if I want to create something more abstract, like a surreal landscape?
That's where it gets really fun. You can get super creative with your prompts. Like you could try dreamlike landscape with melting clocks, floating islands, and vibrant swirling colors inspired by Salvador Dali.
Oh, I love that. Referencing a specific artist.
Exactly. It gives the AI a starting point. Okay, now what about something more photorealistic, like a portrait with a futuristic cyberpunk vibe?
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
How about this? Photorealistic portrait of a woman with glowing blue eyes and cybernetic implants, cyberpunk style, dark and moody lighting.
Ooh, that's cool. It's like we're painting a picture with words.
Exactly. And the AI takes those words and turns them into art.
This is blowing my mind. But wait, didn't we say that Claude and ChatGPT can't actually create images?
That's right. They can't generate the images themselves, but they can still be super helpful.
Oh, so?
They can help you come up with ideas for prompts or refine the prompts you already have.
So I could like bounce ideas off of them.
Exactly. It's like having a brainstorming buddy.
That's pretty cool. Okay, yeah. So let's say I'm ready to start creating some AI art. What's the best way to go about it?
Well, I would recommend starting with ChatGPT or Claude to brainstorm some initial ideas and get your prompts really dialed in.
Yeah.
And then once you have some solid prompts, you can feed those into Midjourney or DALL-E 2 to generate the images.
Got it. So it's like a team effort.
Yeah, exactly. You're using the strengths of each AI to get the best possible results.
Now, you mentioned earlier that AI is also changing how we interact with existing art.
Right. Like, remember those virtual museum tours we talked about?
Yeah, those are awesome.
And it goes even further than that. AI can analyze brushstrokes, identify pigments, even spot hidden details that we might miss with the naked eye.
Wow. It's like having an AI art detective.
I know, right? It's amazing what it can do.
So do you think AI could be used to authenticate paintings or even restore damaged artwork?
It's definitely possible. People are already using AI to help preserve and analyze works of art.
That's really cool. It's like AI is giving us a whole new way to see and understand art.
It really is. And this is just the beginning. Who knows what AI will be able to do in the future?
It's exciting, but also a little bit scary.
You know? Yeah, I get that. It's a lot to take in. But I think it's important to approach it with an open mind and a sense of wonder.
I agree. So what are some of the other ways that AI is being used in the art world?
Well, one thing that's really interesting is how AI is being used to create personalized art experiences.
What do you mean by that?
Like, imagine AI creating art that's tailored specifically to your individual taste.
Oh, wow.
Or interactive art installations that respond to your movements and emotions.
That's amazing. So it's like art that's custom made just for you.
Exactly. And I think it has the potential to make art even more meaningful and impactful.
Okay, now I gotta ask, what about the artists? How is all of this gonna affect them?
That's a good question. And I know a lot of artists are worried about being replaced by machines.
Yeah, I can see why they would be.
But I actually think AI is going to create more opportunities for artists.
Really? How so?
Well, for one thing, AI can help artists be more efficient and productive.
Makes sense.
And it can also help them reach wider audiences. Plus, it can open up new creative possibilities that they might not have even thought of before.
So it's not about AI versus artists. It's about AI and artists working together.
Exactly. It's a collaboration, and I think the artists who embrace this collaboration will be the ones who thrive.
I like that way of thinking. Now, I know we've talked a lot about the positive aspects of AI in art, but are there any potential downsides?
Sure. Like with any new technology, there are always risks. Well, one concern is that AI-generated art could flood the market and make it harder for human artists to get their work seen.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
And there's also the issue of copyright. Like, who owns the copyright to AI-generated art?
That's a tricky one. It's like uncharted territory.
It is, and it's something we need to figure out as a society.
Definitely. So I'm sensing a theme here. It's all about balance, right?
Exactly. We need to find a way to balance the amazing potential of AI with the need to protect human creativity and make sure everyone benefits.
Well said. I think that's a perfect segue into our next segment, where we'll be tackling some of the bigger philosophical and ethical questions surrounding AI and art.
Sounds good. I'm ready to get deep.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've covered so much ground today, from AI-powered music tutors to these mind-blowing image generators. It's clear that AI is changing how we create and experience art.
Absolutely. And now we're going to shift gears a little and really get into some of the big questions that come up when technology and creativity collide.
I'm ready. Hit me with those philosophical questions. What does it even mean to be creative in the age of AI?
That's a really big question and one that a lot of people are wrestling with. It's tempting to think, oh no, the robots are going to take over and artists are going to be out of a job.
Right, like, is AI going to make us less creative or more creative?
Well, I actually think AI is more of a collaborator than a competitor. It's like having a superpowered brainstorming partner who can help you generate ideas and push the boundaries of your imagination.
Okay, so instead of replacing human creativity, it's more like augmenting it.
Exactly. It's about using AI as a tool to enhance your own creativity.
I like that. But what about originality? If an AI can create art that's basically indistinguishable from human-made art, does that devalue the whole concept of originality?
Ah, that's a tough one. But honestly, people have been debating about originality in art for centuries, like even before AI came along.
That's true. There's always been this idea that all art is inspired by something that came before it.
Exactly. We're all building on the work of others in a way. And I think AI is just another tool in that process. It's up to the artist to decide how they use that tool to create something unique and meaningful.
So it's not really about who or what created the art, but about the intention, the emotion, the message behind it.
Exactly. True art connects with us on a human level. It evokes emotions, makes us think, challenges our perceptions. And that's something AI can't do on its own, at least not yet.
So human artists still have something special to offer, something that AI can't replicate.
Absolutely. AI might be able to mimic style and technique, but it can't replicate the human spirit, the soul that shines through in true art.
That's good to hear. But okay, let's be real for a minute. How is AI going to affect the livelihoods of actual working artists?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. Whenever there's a big technological shift, there are always going to be some people who are worried about being left behind.
It's understandable that artists would be worried about being replaced by machines, especially when those machines can create some pretty impressive stuff.
Right. But I actually think AI is going to create more opportunities than it eliminates, especially for artists who are willing to adapt and learn new skills.
So it's all about learning to work with AI rather than against it.
Exactly. AI can be a powerful tool for artists. It can help them be more efficient, more productive, and reach wider
So,
audiences.
like any new technology, you got to learn to use it to your advantage.
Exactly. Now, what about the people who are experiencing the art? How will AI change things for them?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not just about the creators, it's about the audience, too.
Right. And I think AI has the potential to create a much more personalized art experience. Imagine AI systems that can recommend artwork based on your individual taste. or interactive installations that respond to your movements and emotions, or even generate unique artwork just for you.
Whoa, that's amazing. It's like art that's custom made for each person.
Exactly. And I think it could make the whole experience of engaging with art even more powerful and meaningful.
Wow, this is all so mind-blowing. It really does feel like we're entering a whole new era in art and creativity.
It's an exciting time to be alive, for sure. And I think the most important thing is to approach all of this with an open mind and a sense of adventure.
I agree. So to wrap things up, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this deep dive?
I want them to remember that the future of art is in their hands. AI is a powerful tool, but it's up to us how we use it. We can choose to use it to create beauty and meaning, or we can let it control us. The choice is ours.
Well said. And that's a wrap for this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in next time for another fascinating exploration of the world around us. Until then, keep those creative sparks flying.